Well, good afternoon, Glasgow. A delight to be here in your midst again this afternoon. Somebody like a copy of God's Word, His written Word, extracts from the Bible. Yours just for the taking, no cost, no obligation to you. If you like, if you have a copy of God's Word, you come and ask us for one. Gladly place into your hands. And that's really gospel. That's what it's about. These things were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in His name. The name of Jesus, that is, salvation is to be found in Him. Not in, you're welcome, sir. Not in Muhammad, not in the Pope, not in the Watchtower Society, but in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into the world to save sinners, who lived and died, and rose again from the dead, in order that you, Glasgow, might know eternal life in His name. So if you'd like to have a copy of God's Word, read news, meditate upon the person of Jesus, get to know Him, and get to love Him, and trust in Him, and you shall be saved. That's God's promise. That's what the Bible is, don't you know? Beginning to end. That's the one succinct way that you could describe the Bible. It's a promise from God. You know, that whoever believes in His Son is, well, as my sign here says, is not condemned. Condemnation is taken away because Jesus came to take it away. And that's what He does, I tell you, faithfully, to every sinner. I tell you, never was a sinner who truly trusted in Jesus and did not get their sin taken away. He promises, He assures you, that He will never cast out the sinner who comes to Him, truly trusting, truly believing, receiving in the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God. Salvation is yours. But salvation, of course, is necessary because, well, we're all, you know, right from the very word go, we're in trouble. You know, we're conceived. Even before we see the light of day, God says we are conceived in sin, and then we're born in sin, and then we live in it, you know, and delight in it, and of course we'll go to a lost eternity, unless that is by the grace of God intervening, breaking in, you know, and changing, transforming us by the grace of God, because nothing else will do it. Religion won't do it. Only grace. Only the free grace of God. But you know, it's because it's free. It's because it's free. That's crazy. You know what I mean? But it's the truth. Because it's free, you know, men don't want it. You know? So they try and work for it. You know, they try and be religious for it. They go to the Pope for it. They go to Muhammad for it. They go to the Watchtower Society for it. You know? Everything and anything, but just simply freely receive the grace of God. Because that's all it is. That's what it comes down to. He came to His own, but His own did not receive Him. But to them that did receive Him, to them that believed on His name, He gives them the power, the authority, that is, to become children of God. But we're not children of God by nature. We're not naturally children of God. We're not children of God as we're born into this world. You know, we're not children of God simply because, because God made us. No. You have to become a child of God. You have to be made a child of God. And you're only made a child of God by receiving the Son of God, by believing on Jesus Christ. That's how you become a child of God. But until then, until that happens, well, you're a child of wrath. You're on the wrong side of God. You're on the dark side of God. You're under the frowning providence of God. You know? Cut off from God, estranged from God, alienated from God, from your very best good. Why? Well, because of the sin factor. Because you were conceived in it, because you were born in it, because you live in it, because you delight in it, because you love it. Until God changes that, you see? Until He changes the heart, changes the nature. And who can do that? Who can do that? I ask you, but God. That's why Jesus says you must be born again, sir. You must be born again. He said to man, be born again. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Cannot understand it, perceive it, get it, grasp it. You know? Yeah, it's, you know, it's like a fairy story to you. You know what I mean? That's what you say when you're going by. Because you just don't get it. You just don't understand it, you know? Even the concept of God, you know, is a mystery to you. An absolute mystery to you until God opens your eyes.
Who's God? Jesus.
Could you say God and then Jesus?
Yeah.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes.
So how did the same?
Same thing. Hear me. Yeah. God exists. God has revealed Himself in three persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right? Jesus is the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Son of God, but He's also God. The Father is God, Jesus is God, the Holy Spirit is God, but not three gods, one God, three gods in one person.
Why can't He just be God? Why can't He just be God?
Because that's how He's revealed Himself. You receive it or you reject it. You have to receive God as He's revealed Himself. You know what I mean? Because you don't understand it, you know. Just talking to these young guys about the Trinity of God, how that God exists in three persons. One God, three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and each one of them are God, each one of them is a person, but they're all one God. Now, they don't get it. You don't understand it. I don't understand it. If you could understand it, you'd be God yourself. Huh? Who can understand, who can mind, I ask you, the depths of God? Nobody but God Himself. But you see, that shows you that He is God. You know? Because He's beyond your finite mind. But here's the thing, you see, such as that will never be received. God will never be received by you. He will never be perceived by you until you're born again. You just can't get it, won't get it, you know. You can scratch your head, you know, until you start getting scales in your fingernails, like, you know. Because you can't get it, you can't understand it. God has to enlighten your mind. Sin has darkened the mind, blinded the mind to the reality of God, the reality of His Son, the reality of His salvation, the reality of His Word, the reality of your sin, the reality of your lostness, and the reality of His coming judgment. All these are realities. But you can't see them. You can't get it. You can't understand them. It's beyond human understanding. God has to enlighten your mind. God has to remove the blindness. He has to remove the scales. Yeah? And when He does that, you see, a person says, you know, I remember the story of a man, an elderly man, just being converted. And he's sitting in his living room with his Bible in his lap, and the minister came to visit him. And he said to the minister, he said, "What's the matter with these people? Why can't they see it? Why can't they see it?" He says. His eyes had just been opened. He could see it, he could get it, he could understand it. he'd just been born again. But until then, he didn't. He couldn't see it. He couldn't understand it. And neither will you. That's why Jesus says, you must be born again. Emphasis on the word must. Ye must be born again. There's no other way by which you can enter the kingdom of God. Ye must be born again. Jesus says so. The word of God says so. I believe it. Because Jesus speaks the truth, nothing but the truth. So my friend, you must be born again. But the next question is, how can a man be born again? How can he enter into his mother's womb and be born again, you see? That's the flesh. That's the flesh. That's not what Jesus meant. A man can't be born again physically. No, that's not what he meant. He meant spiritually. You have to be born from above. Born of God. Born of the Spirit of God. God changing your heart, your nature. Taking the heart of stone out of you and giving you a heart of flesh. It's God putting his life into you. It's God putting his love into your heart. Everything changes in a moment, in a nanosecond. It's like, you know, you've been sitting in the darkness all your days, and all of a sudden somebody switches the light on and you say, whoa, I can see. I can see. God has to switch the light on in your mind, in your soul. Then you get it. Then you understand it. Then all the questions about the existence of God and about the person of God, his triune being, all these questions, well, I'm not saying you begin to understand them, not fully, but you begin to get it. You're able to receive it. You can't receive a natural man. Cannot receive the things of God. It's a sheer impossibility. You can't receive. I could say to you this afternoon, I could grab hold of you and say to you, receive Jesus. Receive the Son of God and you'll be saved. And you'll look at me like I've gone out. You'll look at me like I come from another planet. What are you talking about? And no matter how much I press it upon you, you could not, you cannot receive the things of God. It's an impossibility until you've been born again. So there's no good me offering Jesus to you. There's no good me telling you to receive Jesus. Because you just cannot. If I say to you, Jesus is offered to you, that puts the ball in your court. That means it's down to your choice. It's not down to your choice. It's not down to your choice. It's God does the choosing. It's whether he'll choose you or not. Huh? It's whether God will choose you or not. He does the choosing. I chose you, Jesus said to his disciples. You didn't choose me. There never was a man, there never was a woman on this planet who ever chose Jesus. Jesus must choose you first. Many, he says in that day, will say to me, Jesus, Jesus, we did this and we did that, we did the other. And he will say to them, but I never knew you. Here's the question, does Jesus know you? Not you knowing him. Does he know you? That's the important, that's the all important question. But friends, men and women are born again. There's some of them stood around me here today. My fellow workers, they've been born again. It's happened to them. So maybe it could happen to you today. How does it happen? Through the preaching of the gospel. That which I'm doing here today, here this afternoon. Preaching the gospel. Preaching to you about sin. Preaching to you about your Santa was fat. Dear. Friends, I'm informing you. I'm seeking to enlighten you, tell you the truth. Because it's through the truth, by the truth, and the preaching of the truth, that men and women are born again. Foolishness, God says in His Word, a man standing in Argyle Street preaching the gospel. This is foolishness, you see. Foolishness. That's what God says in His Word. He says it's foolishness to those who are perishing. So what I'm doing here today, if it seems like foolishness to your mind, well, that's an evidence that you're perishing. That you're on the pathway to perdition. But this is a means. It's foolishness, says God, the preaching of the gospel, to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it's the power of God, it's the dynamite of God. It's the powerful means by which God uses the preaching of the gospel. It's the powerful means that God uses to change the hearts, the minds, the natures of men and women. It's the means that God uses to switch the light on inside in your heart and your mind to bring light to you. So we come to you with the gospel, and we come to you preaching the gospel, seeking to press you into the kingdom, and seeking to press you into a kingdom as though I could press you into the kingdom, but I can't. Only God can do that. God must do it. But He does it to men and women as we preach the gospel. He from above, He switches the light on. And He brings them to an awareness. He awakens them to the reality of their sin. And they begin to see themselves as they never saw themselves before. They begin to see themselves as sinners for the first time in their existence. Before, they would have acknowledged. They would have acknowledged they've done things wrong. We've all done things wrong. You know, nobody's perfect. Everybody acknowledges that. But that's not the same thing as being aware of your sinful state and condition. Only God can do that for you. Only He can awaken you to the reality of your sin, of the extent of it, the depths of it, and the damnableness of it. And only He can awaken in you the distress caused by an awareness of your sin, and bring you to that place like a man in the Bible who cried out when that happened to him. He cried out, he said, "What must I do to be saved?" He was alarmed and distressed. He'd just been given a glimpse of his sin, and he cried out, "What must I do to be saved?" And the answer was given to him directly, bluntly, straightly: "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Awaken to the reality of your sin, and awaken to the reality of your need of Jesus Christ. But I tell you this, Glasgow, I tell you this, God awaken you to the reality of your sin. I tell you, you would swim shark-infested waters to get to Jesus Christ. Because only He can save you. Only He can save you. He who spoke these words, "You must be born again." Only He can cause you to be born again. Only He can switch the light on in your heart and mind. Only He can awaken you to the reality of your sin. Only He can awaken you to the reality of your need. And I tell you, it's not Christmas shopping. It's not Christmas shopping. It's to get to Jesus and to trust in Him fully and wholly and completely, and then no other. Because only he can save you. Why? Because he's the only one who died for sinners. Muhammad never died for sinners. Popes of Rome never died for sinners. Watchtower Society, Buddha, Confucius, they never died for sinners and rose again from the dead. Only one person ever did that, and that's Jesus Christ. He died on that cross to take the curse that lies upon humanity. Every one of us, because of the sin factor, all of us under the curse of God. And that's why your world doesn't work. That's why your society doesn't work. That's why mankind doesn't work. That's why we're all dysfunctional, because the curse of God lies upon us. And only Jesus can lift it off of you. He died on that cross to redeem those under the curse, to lift the curse from off of them. He died on that cross to bear the wrath of God that was due to sinners. So that when a man or woman puts their trust fully and completely in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ alone, apart from any works of theirs, God immediately pardons the sinner. The moment I tell you a sinner truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. And they're given eternal life through the Son of God, who loved sinners and gave himself for them. He alone died for sinners. Nobody else can do that for you. Nobody can await, no man, no priest, no pope, no religious guru can awaken you to the reality of your sin, the reality of your condition, and the reality of your need of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Only he can do that for you. But that's what he came for. That's what he came into the world for. To save sinners, to rescue them. He loved sinners and he gave himself for them. The love of God is manifest in this, in that Christ died for the ungodly. That Christ died for sinners. Herein is the love of God. Look where you will. Oh, the world over, Glasgow. Look above, look down below. Look to the left, look to the right. No evidence of God's love. Nothing but the wrath of God all over your world. All over humanity, nothing but the wrath of God. Only one place you find the love of God. That's in the cross. That's in the cross of his Son, Jesus Christ. In dying for the ungodly. In dying for reprobate sinners. In dying, taking the curse and the wrath of God upon himself for sinners, that they might be saved. Therein is the love of God. In the cross, God's Son, Jesus Christ, came into the world, lived and loved, died and rose again from the dead. That a sinner like you, Glasgow, that you might be reconciled to God in the way of faith. Faith and faith alone, in Christ and Christ alone. Only by faith. No flesh will ever be justified in my sight, says God. By the works, by their own works. Not by popish works. Not by religious works. Not by any kind of works. Nothing that you can do to reconcile yourself to God. Only faith. Faith alone in the Word. The one who has done the work. The one who has done it all. The one who has paid it in full. The one who cried from the cross, it is finished. The one, my friends, who paid the debt in full. Jesus Christ, he has done it all. He's done the work. There's nothing to be done. simply to trust, simply to believe, simply to receive. But by the grace of God, only by the grace of God, if God gives it to you, I mean, if God gives you the necessary, if God switches the light on so that you understand it, if God gives you the gift of repentance, if He gives you the gift of faith, but He must give it to you. It's all given. It's not worked for. You don't deserve it. You can't merit it. No, it's only given, my friend. God must give it to you, or it'll never be yours. I hope, I pray for you, Glasgow, this afternoon, is that God indeed would switch the light on in your heart and mind. Give you light, give you understanding, enable you to see for the first time in your existence, enable you, awaken you to the reality of your sin, awaken you to the reality of your need, that even show you Jesus, reveal Jesus to you, and then you even, and God will give you repentance and faith unto salvation. But salvation, saved from what? Saved from God. It's God you've offended. It's God's law you've offended. It's God's love that you've offended. It's God that you need saving from. God is angry with the wicked every day. He's angry with wicked, evil-hearted, unbelieving sinners. Your evil heart of unbelief is enough to damn you for all eternity. Without anything else. God is angry with the wicked every day. Angry with evildoers, workers of iniquity. He hates the hands that sheds innocent blood. But that anger of God, that wrath of God, Jesus died to turn it away from sinners. Jesus shed His blood in order that wrath and anger of God might be turned away from you. But God must awaken you. God must switch the light on. God must give you the necessary. God must give you the repentance. God must give you the faith. And you must repent. Repent towards God. Repent towards God. And faith towards His Son, Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior of sinners, the only mediator, the only one who can bring you back to God from the dark path of sin, the one who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. None other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Jesus, and Jesus alone, no other, my friend. To him you must go. Today, don't delay. Come while you may. Come unto me, says Jesus. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for your souls. Rest. Peace with God and the peace of God that passes all understanding. For the want of coming to Jesus, coming to Christ. Come unto me, He says. You may come. You can come. On the authority of His word, you can come. Because He bids you to. Oh, come to Him in Christ, in Jesus. Is that all the gifts of God? Everything necessary to put you right with God. The repentance, the faith, everything, every good gift found in Jesus. You've got Jesus. You are complete in Him. You've got everything. It's Jesus. It's Him that you need, Glasgow. And you need Him. All you need, and I tell you, more than you need to breathe. Come to Him today. Do not delay. His sin He will your sin He will gladly pay for the price and set you free. But you must be born again. Jesus says so. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He must be born again. Glasgow, you'd like a copy of God's Word freely offered to you, no cost, no obligation to you. You're simply only for the taking. Take, read, study, meditate upon the Word of God. Who knows, maybe God switched the light on. Give you understanding. See Jesus, hear the Word of God. Love Him, adore Him, worship Him, trust in Him. Without faith in the Son of God, it's impossible to please God. If you'd like to have a copy of God's Word, you come and ask for one. Hear His Word. Repent ye and believe the Gospel. Glasgow, repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, and believe the Gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Glasgow.
Excellent.